The Mishnah Brura quotes from the Zohar HaKodesh in Hilchas Psukei Dezimra that when you get to the Uz Yashir Moshe, which we have in davening every day, you should have a special kavana before besides the general kavana one must have during davening, whatever that might be. You have to have an additional special kavana. Do you have to feel you're standing in the Yam Suf with the waters on the side of you, like the nace that happened in Mitzrayim? So the question is, why doesn't he say when you say Kriya Shema, or when other parts of davening? Why is the Zohar HaKodesh, and why is the Mishnah Berurah quoting this for Halacha? Why is this, what's the need for the Halacha? It's a nice Kavanah to have, so why is he bringing it down? Why Davka Vayaz Yashir? So there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tosis and Erechin, about that when the Jewish people crossed over, so the Malachim wanted to sing Shira to Hashem, so God rebuked the angels. Masa yaday tavu vayam atem omrim Shira. So he said, you can't do it. The Mefarshim asked, but the Gemara tells us in Arve Psachim that the Jews themselves said Shira. So what do you mean? How could you rebuke the angels for singing Az Yashir? The Jews themselves said Az Yashir. So Maharsha answers in Sanhedrin, it makes a difference between whether you were involved in the miracle or not. Bal HaNeishani. In other words, if the miracle happened to you, then you have a right to sing Shira. If the miracle didn't happen to you, you can. In other words, the Jews were in danger. Their lives were in danger. So they have a right to sing Shira. And it's obvious also why they're singing Shira is because they're saving, they're thanking God for saving them. They're not interested. They're not praising God. It doesn't look per se that they're being cold to the suffering of the ones who died. But someone who's a neutral observer, like the angels, aren't involved. They have no right to sing Shira. Ma'isa yaday tovim bayam. So, in fact, that's why they point out, that's why we say Chatzi Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, because Ma'isa Yaday Tovim Bayam. So the question is, so what about Leil Pesach? Makas Bechoros. How could we say a Hallel Shalom? We say a full Hallel on the first day of Pesach. And we do a full Hallel in the Haggadah. We don't make a bracha, but we do a full Hallel, and some have a minute to do a full Hallel with the bracha and shul. It's a separate discussion. So why? So how, what's the heter to say Hallel Pesach, or on the first day of Pesach? So on Leil Pesach, we answer Chayav Adam Leros is Atzman Hu Yatzah Mi Mitzrayim. That we have an obligation. It's not enough we're telling over a story that happened years ago. We have to feel ourselves that we're walking through right now. That's why the Svarim put stuff on the back. They reenact things because we have a mitzvah. It's not just the Shira Shel Yam. It's only a Zecher L'Nei. So therefore, it's only Chatzi Hallel. But when it comes to it happening to us, that's the whole separate Makolas and the Tziv and the Chasim Sofer in general. Everyone agrees Hallel V'Shas HaNeis is Doraisa. But what about Hallel Zecher L'Nei? On an anniversary, so the Chasim Sofer still claims it's Daraisa, and the Tziv claims it's only Dirabanan, only that first year is. So how did they institute Az Yashir now with davening every day? What about Ma'isa Yaday Tovim Bayam? It looks like we're not in danger now, and we're going ahead singing Shira. That could be the pshat. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is getting at from the Zohar HaKodesh. That if you have to actually, in order to say, you have to have the kavanah, you got to be standing. Chayav Adam Leros is Atzmo Kulu Yatzo Mimitzrayim. If you're doing it yourself, therefore you're able to go ahead and sing the Shira. And as well, that could be as well, there's a minhag. We know there's a minhag of standing at the Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam's against that minhag that you're making the Aseres HaDibros more important than you are, more important than the rest of the Torah. And the Rav Soloveitchik answers what's said in the Rambam, different, the Rambam that reads everything Tam Tachton. So if you're reading it as Parsha Shavua, no reason to stand here more than the others. If you're reading it Tam Elyon, you show me you're doing it Zecher, the way it was given Har Sinai, and the Jews were standing at Har Sinai. So it could be the same thing here. As Yashu, we read in the B'Torah Shira, we're not reading it B'Torah Kriya. It's even written differently. There's a difference between, it's written in poem form versus the regular straight lines. So therefore, that could be the reason why it's written differently. And that's why we sing it differently, is to take it out of the Maisa Yadei Tova Miyam. We're not doing it. And therefore, perhaps one should have in mind as well, when they sing, when they read the Az Yashir, that we should feel like we're walking through the Yam now, and therefore, it's like we're feeling the daily miracle. Every day we feel like the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf is within us.